fighting for America.
And it is clear that the intent of Congress was to make sure that every eligible American had access to those tax credits.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm really disgusted at all the hoopla and the noise that has been made because of Tony Dungy's comments.
I'm shocked that you don't see the problem here. I'm truly, utterly shocked.
Get over it.
Fighting for you.
The Bilderberg meetings are not open to the public, are they?
Who cares? It's not going to change nothing. So, Mark, come back to Earth and talk about the topic.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
How about some common sense?
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Okay, 580 KIDO, we're at Lionheart Tackle. Tony Sinesco with us. In addition to that, Two Fly Bry, Jim from Star, Matt from Middleton, Greg Pruitt, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. We've got Tea Party Bob, Liberal Steve, Sweet Willard, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, so many others here. Tony, before we get to you, I know you were talking to Two Fly Bry off the air that he's getting banned from the library and he could be possibly seeking action against them.
Well, I think if it's a public library, you should be able to do whatever you want to do on public property, even if they have their own separate property. Have you talked to an attorney on this yet?
I have not yet.
Well,
I do know that in some Supreme Court cases that the library inside itself, be banned from doing that, but they have meeting rooms and other areas which that type of activity, political activity or other things can occur.
Well, I would stay on the sidewalk immediately in front of the library.
But that area, they banned their entire property.
So for people just tuning in here at 580 KIDO, we're talking about the Meridian Library, and they've had issues with you because you have issues with them spending money on vehicles that you believe they've spent more than they should, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now back to your conversation with Tony.
Well, not only spending $125,000 on a specialized Mercedes van just to carry library materials around, but also a $400,000 library check-in system. That seemed amazing, that price range. And so I was asking other patrons, other benefactor patrons.
You were disturbing the peace.
I don't believe I was.
That's what the library said.
They qualified that I was conducting a survey, and therefore violating their Fourth Amendment, their fourth policy that says you can't do that, or political activity. That same policy says you're not allowed to sell goods on their property, yet they allow the selling of books in the very within 10 feet of where I was at talking with people, and which I'm amazed that they don't. They go against their own policy.
Well, I suggest you just get some legal opinion before you do anything else.
Looking to do.
And then what are you going to do?
Well, from legal counsel, that's what I'll discern, whether or not there is other elements to other actions or steps to take. Until then, I don't know.
Chris Troupas would probably be the good one to call since he's the constitutional attorney.
I did call him, and he pretty much said that he was not familiar enough with that to be able to help out.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. Well, you know, for a fee, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, will help you out.
He and I have interacted in that specific legal regard.
Yeah, you actually have gone back and forth on Facebook with him, haven't
yes.
you? Yes, I remember that.
Because it was then when I learned what really happens when you seek to recoup on an incident.
Well, there we have it. Two Fly Bry, anything else you'd like to talk about before we get to... Big Tony here?
If you don't have guns and ammo and you need to start, come on down. The guys here at Lionheart, they'll help you out.
Fair enough. Thank you, Two Fly Bry. Tony Sinesco with us, looking very fit and trim for his state Senate campaign.
Well, let me tell you, it has been a wild and woolly 7 going on 8 weeks, I guess, that I've been knocking on doors. I've surpassed 5,300 doors that I've knocked on this last 7 weeks, and it has been an experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. But then again, it's been exhausting. I don't think I've ever done anything as exhausting as this. But, you know, by the end of the day, with so many great comments that I'm getting from the public,
sure,
it's amazing. But then again, I'm somewhat shocked at the number of people that I meet who aren't registered to vote and who don't vote, who have backed out of the system entirely, who have given up on it because they said they don't feel like their vote means anything. They're saying that their legislators go the way of the lobbyists and not the way of the citizens. And that's a common thread from the beginning to end. And you know, I had a woman the other day came out of her door after I gave my initial 1 minute opening. She grabbed my hand. She said, "I don't care what party you belong to. I'm voting for you."
I thought she said, "How about a kiss?"
No, I want to tell you what. I have got so many great responses. I've only had about, out of the 5,300 homes I've gone to, I've only had about a dozen doors slammed in my face from either lobbyists or extreme Democrats who were told not to talk to me.
Tony, but you know, before you were doing this campaign, I was talking to Richard here at Lionheart about your group and your advocacy for open carry in Idaho, your meetings every month at Fuddruckers. What's going on within the Second Amendment community here?
Well, you know, I took off this summer.
Sure.
And I'm depending on people like Brian and others in my group to keep me abreast of anything that's happening in the state. And I tell you, we're doing well. This is a great Second Amendment state. I don't think that we're going to have any major problems here with our guns, but you know, we do have to, you know, and I think what we also need to keep in mind is Psalm 27 that says, "Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but I trust in the name of the Lord our God." You know, if we can have our guns, and we should all have our guns, but if we're not putting God first, if we're not asking Him to bless what we're doing, you know, we're destined to failure. And even this morning in reading Psalm 56, David is complaining about those who are attacking him and how they're going to overwhelm him. But he's not going to worry about that because he's trusting in God. As a matter of fact, out of Psalm 56 is where we get "In God we trust."
You know, I'm sitting here just listening to you, and you're just calming me down.
Well, you know, if you put God at the beginning of your day and at the end of it, you know, there's no way in the world that you can fail if you just keep on calling on Him. And that's my encouragement to absolutely everybody out there. If you've got guns, that's great, but you absolutely need to have God first.
Indeed. Tony, as we continue on here at 580KIDO, I don't know if you've ever met Liberal Steve. Have you met
him? We met Liberal Steve. We spent some time in your office downtown. As a matter of fact, I gave him a few bumper stickers.
Yep.
Do you still have them on your car?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
He's
great.
Driving a motor scooter now.
The only reason I do is they won't wash off, Tony. Tony and I go way back. I told Tony, you know, trust in God is a good thing, but always cut the deck and carry a 45.
I'm not saying don't carry a gun. As a matter of fact, except for the fact that I'm knocking on a lot of people's doors today. I average about 150 homes a day. I think I did 162 homes yesterday.
You got a solicitor's license?
Yeah. You know, well, you know, the fact is I had some guy come out of his door screaming at me saying, "Didn't you see the sign, no soliciting?" I said, "First of all, there is not one thing in my material that's solicitous at all. All I'm doing is giving them good information on their state and the things that need to change here." And, you know, I said, "Reread it."
Now, you're trying to sell yourself, you're trying to sell your ideas, but no. We don't charge.
You know, okay, cut his mic, the audition's over at 580KIDO. Yeah. Let's get back to some big issues here. You know, there's been a tremendous growth in people buying guns and ammunition, Tony. You're on the front lines of this. How concerned, and I know we just talked about not really worrying about the Second Amendment here in Idaho, but how concerned should we be about the federal government?
I think concerned more than we... I don't think we can be concerned enough.
Right.
I know they're coming after our guns. And I know that's why absolutely every single person out there needs to have their guns. Because as an eventuality, I think that, and depending upon what happens in 2016, by the way, who are you voting for in 2016?
His privileges have been taken away. By the way, Liberal Steve, why don't you get up here? We're going to get our attorney. Alex Kincaid will join us here at 580KIDO. Yes, the young lady there. Tea Party Bob, we're doing a show here. Alex, let's have a seat here at 580KIDO as we move along. You know, I notice when she comes in, everybody lights up the room. Everybody's happy to see her here. We're here for some good content. We had to take you away from Tea Party Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So we're sitting here talking with Tony about the federal government. You're in the courts all the time. You're working with Tony. You're working with Greg. Let's talk about how dangerous is the federal government when we're talking about protecting our Second Amendment rights.
Did you read the latest Supreme Court decision, Kevin?
Look, I can barely read, but thank you. Boy, too much talk to Tea Party Bob. Everybody does shtick here at my expense with Liberal Steve. Yes. Does it look like I read the Supreme Court readings? Thank you. My goodness
Pretty
gracious.
Dangerous.
Yes, exactly. So, yes, let's expand upon that.
Well, one of the things that I recently wrote about was the Abramski decision, which was about straw purchases. Mm. We had one lawful gun owner buying a firearm for another lawful gun owner, and that lawful gun owner who made the purchase is now convicted of a federal crime for violating the Gun Control Act.
So that's not good.
Well, it's a straw purchase doctrine that has gotten out of control. And, you know, on the one hand, you can look at the person making the purchase did lie on Form 4473. But if we go behind that and look at what the straw purchase doctrine is all about, it's nonsensical the way that this has evolved in the court system. We shouldn't be convicting someone of a federal crime because they lawfully purchased a firearm for another law-abiding citizen.
Right, and we see this movement in cities across the country, Tony, to go after straw purchasers and everything like that. And then the idea to criminalize people if you sell your gun or if you lose your gun and you don't report it. Heck, if you lose your gun, how do you know if you who do you report it to?
Well, what's Risha's position on this? Have we talked to our senators about this or our congressmen about getting some legislation in that would trim that up a bit?
Right. In legislation, there needs to be some legislation because this is a vague area and we've allowed the courts to decipher it and now it's turned into this ridiculous rule.
So we probably need to give them some language and say, why don't you promote this? Mm-hmm. Have we tried doing any language yet?
Oh, no. It hasn't gotten that far. This is a very recent decision.
Okay. Well, that's that's the answer to this, is legislation.
Right. But you see cities across the country. When I was in Pittsburgh, every year you would have people trying to criminalize folks that lost their guns, that they didn't know they lost their guns. If you didn't report it, you would get like 10 days in jail or a big fine. Straw purchasers were a big deal back then. You have cities across the country looking to do this.
Well, in some places, they're looking to criminalize you if you don't lock up your guns. You know, and we have civil theories where people can proceed. There's a theory called negligent entrustment. If you leave a firearm out and about where a child or someone else who's very likely to use it against another person gets control of that and causes some harm to someone, our court system allows you to sue in that instance. And that should be a preventative method to help people understand that they need to be responsible gun owners and not leave guns lying around. But if we're going to start criminalizing a lawful gun owner because their gun is not locked in a certain way, we're taking this too far.
I don't think we're going to allow that in Idaho.
Not in Idaho, but in other states.
Well, you know, we have an island of freedom here that we have to protect, and we have to really monitor absolutely every day, every single thing that comes before our legislature. We've got to monitor. But I'm sure that we're going to maintain an island of freedom here in Idaho.
Well, speaking of freedom, we were talking to Greg Pruitt earlier here at 580KIDO. And have you heard about the enhanced carry issue where you have sheriffs and lawmakers allegedly looking to have the enhanced carry be the requirement and possibly eliminating the current concealed carry?
Okay, that's not true. I've talked to both individuals involved here.
So you talked to Sheriff Rainey and Senator Agador.
Yes. They said that they were in a meeting where someone brought that topic up, and it was dismissed. Neither one of them signed on to it. They both said neither one of them signed on to it, that it was something that was brought up by another party in the meeting suggesting it, but both of them dismissed the idea. So it hasn't gone beyond that meeting. It's not going to happen.
Now, I didn't give you the cliff notes. You were supposed to say that it's going on and we're, you know,
no,
let's get us through the hour of the
program. It's an exciting, it can get people excited. But let me tell you, from the horse's mouth on both sides, they said it's not happening. There's no one pushing this. It was just an idea that was brought up in a meeting of all of the trainers, and it was dismissed there at the meeting.
Wow. What do you have to say about that one?
Well, unfortunately, I was invited to that meeting, but I was unable to attend, so I'm going on hearsay.
You know, I see.
I heard it both ways.
Greg, what do you have to say about that? Well, Greg, come on over here to the mic here.
Let me put it this way. I have it in writing from both of the parties that have been mentioned here.
Greg, what about it?
Well, I I don't trust Sheriff Rainey or Marv Hagedorn as far as I can throw them. So I had several people I knew that were in that meeting that made it sound like it was an idea that was being developed. Maybe they weren't the actual promoters of that idea, but I wouldn't put it past them. I think that was something when this whole enhanced carry permit was coming about, we were one of the ones that were saying, hey, if we don't have constitutional carry and this enhanced carry permit gets passed, the standard permit could potentially go away in the, you know, in order to promote saving money or whatever the case may be. So if there's an idea out there, I think some people already have plans. Now, it may not be Sheriff Rainey's baby, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen here in the next few years.
And, you know, I think it's probably on me. When I heard this rumor about a month ago or right after the meeting, I probably should have addressed it then, but I've been so busy with my campaign, I just let it slide. And then when it came up again at a larger meeting and names were named, I said, before we go any further with this, let me get to each one of these individuals. And then it was explained entirely by both of them. And I'm totally satisfied with their denial of anything at all like that that is being forwarded. So it was just a rumor that went out of control.
Sure.
We like the rumors that go out of control. You know, we'll be talking about the Bilderbergers next. All right. Okay. 821 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Do you put a turban on his head? He could be a Palestinian.
Most people that get shot deserve it.
I put the TAC in tactical.
So much for content.
Good luck to you there.
Must hear radio every morning.
Thank God it's
back to Lionheart Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We're having a great time at Lionheart Tactical. Kevin Miller in the morning. Sweet Willard with us. Al Kincaid with us, attorney at law, along with Tony Sinesco, candidate for Senate, and just all-around great guy. Alex, let me get back to a couple issues. We talked about this earlier with Greg Pruitt, and let me hit Tony with this as well. How have things changed in the state since we've had some of those rallies, Tony's big rally with women in firearms, you were speaking, some of the town hall meetings, some of the marches. Have we progressed or regressed when it comes to the Second Amendment here in Idaho?
I think we've progressed a little bit in the sense that we have a community of people who have come together at these events. We've met one another. Our bonds are growing. We're trying to learn how to work together, some of the groups, and we've made connections with our representatives, our senators. They know who we are and what we need in this state, and now it just comes down to gathering our forces and every year coming out strong and promoting the Second Amendment.
What, Tony?
No, I totally agree. I think we are we just need to stay on top of absolutely everything in the state. You know, as long as we are having meetings regularly, we've got groups that have started in East Idaho and also up in the Coeur d'Alene area. We've got open carry groups, open and concealed carry groups up there. They're expanding. So as long as the groups are growing and the people are excited about what's going on in this state and we can keep them abreast of every issue that is coming up and we can stay on top of it. But then again, I'm depending upon all of my friends who are in my organization to email me or get in touch with me immediately if they see anything that's out of sorts so I can try to get on top of it, which I should have on this last issue that came up with regard to eliminating the concealed weapons license, but we've got it great in this state. We just need to maintain it.
All right. We continue on here at Lionheart Tactical at 580 KIDO. So let's talk about you, some of your cases. You're always, you're always out there with your weapons, firing with your ads and such, getting a lot of attention because you care about the Second Amendment. You want to make sure that people are protected. Anything that you can tell us about some of the cases that you have fought or are currently fighting when it comes to the government trying to take away our right to keep and bear arms?
Well, I can only speak generally. You know, when I have current cases or even former cases, my clients control the confidentiality.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's hard to relay specifics, and if you brought me a smoking gun, you'd be glad that rule is there, too. But, you know, I continue to fight for people who get in situations where they have to show their firearm or even point it at another person to defend themselves or actually use it. And the government is getting scarier and scarier in that respect. And we see this fight online all the time, back and forth between people who want to be able to defend their lives and those who think guns are just evil. There are people in this world who actually believe that one human being should never be allowed to use a firearm to defend themselves or another person. They actually think that way. And so, you know, one of the most important things that I feel that I do, Kevin, you say I'm always out there, but I think, you know, the more I can educate and help people understand the laws and when they can and cannot lawfully use their firearm to defend themselves or stay out of the way of possession and transfer issues. I get a lot of calls from people who have already violated the law, you know, and that's not the place I ever want someone to be in. I want to help people understand ahead of time what you can and can't do lawfully with your firearms.
Sure.
So, you know, it's one of the most common things, I'll say this because this is very general, but one of the most common things that people do is they violate the rules regarding transferring firearms across state lines. And, you know, you can't, most of us are aware that there are certain people who cannot be in possession of firearms because they fall under the Gun Control Act as a prohibited person, but you have to be very careful when you are giving something to another person who is a resident in another state, how you go about that. And, you know, you need a dealer involved. And,
sure.
You know, private party transfers are heavily regulated, despite what the liberal media wants you to think.
You know, now, if only we had you here when Two Fly Bri was talking about the Meridian Library, we could have solved that issue.
Well, I tell you what, it's great to have Alexandria in our armory. She is the greatest asset that that Idaho has with regard to protecting our gun rights. I'm really excited that she's decided to make Idaho her home. And
thank you, Tony. Well, and we're getting ready to launch. You know,
how about a hug, everybody?
Thank you, Tony. we have a new website up too, where I'm putting up more and more educational materials, and we're getting ready to launch what I'm calling the Homefront Defense Team.
Wow.
The Homefront Defense Team is my law firm and my chosen experts, private investigators, trainers, etc., who will be your team if you ever need to use your firearm in self-defense. I'm going to have a 24/7 line to call.
Wow.
And this is coming about because I get so many requests from people who have purchased some kind of an insurance product. It's not a law firm. They're buying insurance, then maybe they'll get some money towards a retainer fee, and the company just tells them, oh, by the way, go find a lawyer, you know, that you can call if you ever have to do this. And then they wind up paying twice. And I'm going, you know, I'm here for my clients. If you are a gun owner, you want to have my number, you want me to be there on scene if anything ever happens, here you go.
All right, quickly, your phone number if people want to give you a call.
208-345-6308, and my website is alexkincaidlaw.com.
All right, Tony.
And I've got to walk, but may I give a quick plug?
Can I stop
you? You know, I've got a tentative yes for Alexandria to speak at our October meeting. That's our fourth Thursday in October. So I'm hoping that we fit into your schedule, but I look forward to seeing you then. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. I've got to go walking.
Well, good luck to you and your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Okay, our great friends here at 580KIDO. More coming up. We'll hear from Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Jim from Star. We have our friend Pat here as well. She's probably going to give liberal Steve a hug. We'll have the video for you. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
To Lionheart Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Right. 580KIDO, the party continues here at Lionheart Tactical. We've got our great friend Pat with us. It's been a while since we've seen her. In fact, she has been on the KIDO website many times, seen hugging me before I was married, wearing an American flag sweater, I do believe. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine this morning.
And certainly you love the guns.
I do.
All right. Jim from Star with us as well, and he's going to take issue with you. Now, let's make sure we have this disagreement peacefully. And remember, Jim, no one listening right now has actually seen what you have seen.
Yeah, you still can't talk because you almost got shot. Poor guy. That was,
right.
I'll tell you, you look like a sweet lady here, but I'm going to just take you to task real quick. Gun etiquette is very important. And that gun people get a bad rap because people like Pat do what she just did. I can't believe what I witnessed. She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy. But then she pulls
This is a family value show.
I was just trying to add a little spice. So then she pulls out this, what I believe to be, is that a derringer you had?
It's a derringer.
Yeah. Pulls it out, points it at the hardest working man in show business here, Kevin Miller. Right at him. You did too. I got liberal Steve right here as a witness. You pointed the gun right at him. I saw it. That was the worst gun etiquette. A 4-year-old would handle a gun better than that. And people like you do not, you should never handle a gun like that. When you pull a gun out, the barrel never gets pointed at a person unless you're going to shoot him. Yes, you did, Steve. Did she not point the barrel
at him? Hold on. Don't look for him as a backup. He has no credibility with us.
Yeah. I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I'm saying this. There's a way to handle a gun, and that is totally the wrong way.
Whether you're saying it to be a jerk or not, you're a jerk.
Good. Well, you know what, Pat? What if you said it wasn't loaded? You know how many clowns make that same statement before they shoot and kill a family member on accident?
Yeah,
it's not loaded. It's not loaded. Every gun is loaded. And you pointed it right at him, and you thought it was no big deal. The gun could have slipped, hit the edge of the table. Next thing you know, Kevin's dead.
Well, I had a good run.
Yeah. And I know you did. You had a good run.
You know, I had a good run. When you live the life of adventure and danger that I live, Jim, you know.
You're always looking for the next excitement.
You don't get excited about things. I was just getting back to you.
Listen, Kev knows I love him a lot. Yeah, exactly. And we do our little hugging thing all the time.
That's all cool.
And he knows that there's no way that I would ever get anywhere near him with a loaded gun.
I just saw you pull that gun out, and it pointed right at him, and then you fumbled around with it.
Oh, give me a break.
That was, you shouldn't have a gun. You need training. You need training.
And you need to go away.
No, I don't. And I'll give you the training for free. That's how much I care about you.
I just have to go.
I don't want any training.
Here, hold on at 580 KIU. Yeah. I just have to go back to the derringer in the bra.
Yeah.
That was just something I'll never forget as long as I live.
I won't forget it either. And you know what? You're going to probably get emails from people that go, you know what? I'm glad Jim from Star took her to task because.
Oh yeah.
Now wait a minute.
You can't handle a gun like a monkey.
Do you always carry a derringer, a gun in your bra?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I was going to say this is an unfair advantage that women have. They conceal and carry.
Well, and they're also making bra holsters now, so. I wouldn't even have to carry it in my bra. But I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't. You clearly don't.
Yeah,
no one pulls a gun out.
You're as full of it as a Christmas goose.
I knew that was coming. That was a good one.
I'm just going back to the derringer in the bra.
Yeah, well, listen, Pat wanted you to go see her new wheels outside, and thank God that gun that she had didn't have a bullet in it, because you would have never got to see her new ride because she handled that gun like a monkey. And I'm done with my public service announcement.
I'm 77. I managed to get this.
You're old
far.
Enough to be my mom.
I'm old enough to be your grandmother.
No, not
get
quite.
Off my back.
I'm still going back to the derringer and the bra.
Yeah. It's, you know, maybe she was one of the original.
You still got it, Pat. You still got it.
You know what? I'm on to something. She might have been one of the original Bonds women, you know, one of the James Bond women.
I don't think so.
It could be. I'd say the name of the one I think it is, but it's controversial.
I'm just used to putting up with nonsense, and this is nonsense.
No, this is not. And I'll tell you what.
Are you a good shot?
I am.
Uh-huh.
Are you a good shot?
I'm a great shot.
Well, maybe we should go to the range.
You know
see
what?
Who could shoot better?
She's a sweet lady. I'm not. Don't take
you.
This
no,
you,
I'm not
you,
a sweet
you're
lady.
You're a sweet lady. I can tell.
Wrong.
I will donate an hour of my time to teach her how to properly handle a firearm. If I live through it, then I can come back on the air the next week and tell you about it.
Maybe we should have a shoot-off between
you
two.
Maybe you'd be lucky if you did
live
through it.
We should.
Would you like to have a shoot-off with him?
Hell no.
Why? I thought you were a good shot.
I don't hang out with guys who beat up on old ladies.
You're beating up on old ladies.
You know, she does have a point. You are beating up on, you know. I'm going back to, again, the derringer, where it was.
He's derringer in the bra.
Yeah, yeah.
And who knows?
When he calls me a monkey, I'm supposed to go have a shoot-off with him. Are you kidding? Yeah.
You know, Tony Snesco, Mr. Gun Guy right here, Second Amendment right
now,
guy, open carry guy.
Wait a minute.
Because
first,
he's got way more clout than I do.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What's that?
No.
Yeah.
the merits of the argument yourself. Don't look for liberal Steve or Tony to back you up. If you can't handle Pat on your own,
I'm being unbiased.
Just no. Just
no, you
admit
are
it.
Not.
I can
in
totally
any
handle
way,
you on
shape,
your own.
Form or
but
wait,
Tony, don't
bias.
Go anywhere.
It's
would you pull your gun out and show us how you handle that in front?
He's not wearing a brassiere.
I cannot. here's the thing.
It's.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, well, then you better get to the north end. It's just like this. When you got a little kid and they get close to the street or close to a moving car, you'll give them a swat on the butt. And
would you like to give her a swat on the butt?
Maybe. But the thing is.
Would you allow him to give you a swat?
I wouldn't count on that, Turkey.
It's got to be swift and just punishment, and that's why
you're talking about the SWAT.
Swift and just, and that's why I bit her head off about this. I never want to see you or anybody else handle a gun like that. Please don't reach in your purse right now. She's reaching her purse.
She might have another one.
Yeah. So there would be like me.
Why would you think I'd have another one?
For instance, like here I got knife in hand, right? You hear that?
Yes.
My Kershaw, trusty Kershaw. So if I have this knife,
put your knife back in
the last thing I'm going to do is start pointing it at Kevin like this. I'm going to casually.
Why is everybody pointing their things at me?
Hand him the knife like this.
Yes.
And then knife etiquette is if you hand the knife open,
I
you
don't
hand
want
it back
blade,
open.
Liberal Steve, yes.
I put the gun on the table. I did not point it at him. You're as full of it as
a Christmas goose.
Right.
Oh,
I don't need
this. I'm 76 years old.
Hold on. Let her speak, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I don't need some smart aleck giving me a lecture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give her a lecture.
I've managed to get along all these many
barely.
Years with, oh yeah. I wouldn't count. Barely.
All right. Hold on here at 580 KIDO. Let's go to Brent in Meridian.
Perfect.
At 580 KIDO. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. I'm out washing my classic car listening to this show, and Pat, what you did was reckless. Absolutely reckless. You don't do that. I don't care how old you are, how long you've been on the earth. Was it Steve? I don't know, Pat or whoever was taking you on. He's correct. What you did is wrong. So you do need to take classes and respect guns, and Kevin, you should be supporting whoever tagged her on that because she was wrong, reckless. You don't do that, period. That simple.
Look, that was Jim from Star, Brent, but I got to tell you, watching Pat pull the Derringer out of her bra is something that will remain with me for the rest of my life.
That's really nice, but don't blow it off. That has nothing to do with where the Derringer came from. The fact is what she did was reckless where it came from her bra.
You weren't here.
It was reckless.
What happened.
You're absolutely right. That I think she may be on some medications and doesn't clearly know what was happening.
I'm on medication, excuse me.
Maybe I'm grasping at straws, but that was really crazy. And thanks for backing me up because it only takes one little mistake and next thing you know, someone's dead or someone's life has changed forever.
I'm a little worried about your manhood. You want liberal Steve to back you up. You want Tony. Now you got Brent backing you up.
Yeah, Brent, thanks for calling in.
You can't take on.
You're on the right.
All right, Brent.
You don't have to defend anything. Bye.
All right, Brent.
That's right.
Thank you for the call here at 580KIDO. You can't handle Pat one-on-one?
I can. And
then why are you looking for everybody to back you up?
And I am super pro-woman. And if you're conservative, I'm even more on your side. But
you just accused her of being on medication.
Something's not quite right when you pull a gun out all sweaty from your bra.
No,
sweaty.
You are.
I think it was sweaty.
About.
It looked wet. I mean,
all right.
Give me up.
Hold on.
Did I just get pulled?
Yank him. He's gone. You know, if you can't speak with respect, Pat.
Pardon?
If you can't speak with respect, he's got to go. Right?
Absolutely.
Now I have to ask you a question here, and I'm sorry. And let me apologize to people in advance for this question. Back to the Derringer and where you place it. Do you do that a lot, the Derringer and the bra?
No, not unless I feel really nervous about being somewhere.
Sure.
And normally I don't.
Would you
get
one of those?
And I don't ever want to have to use it. In fact, everybody knows that you can't even buy a .22 short to put in it.
I think we have them here.
If they have them here, I'll be buying some.
Now, would you ever
but
get one of those?
This was a gift for my son.
No, well, we're not attacking that. I'm just, again, my own fallacy here. I just cannot get over You know, I thought you were going to give me a 20 or something like that.
I used to carry money in my bra, too, but I don't carry that anymore.
All right. Well, would you ever get one of those bra holster thingies?
I might.
Oh, all right.
I might think about it.
Anything else? You've made quite an impression here this morning.
Well, I'm not. I didn't come down here to get into an argument with anybody. I came down to say that I support the Second Amendment, and I know how to shoot, and I know how to handle guns.
See, I personally still think that. You're with Liberal Steve there. I think we should have a shoot off, but Jim apparently is afraid of you. All right, five. you would have a shoot off with him, wouldn't you?
I probably would, but not right now.
Oh, now he wants to. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to you want to go to Robin in traffic here?
Robin?
Lionheart Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, quickly, Jim from Star is back along with Pat from Middleton. Pat, you wanted to say something real quick about the women of today and who you fought for?
Oh, what I wanted to say was that I'm one of the women who beat down the doors for the women of today. I'm one of the ones that walked out on interviews when they said, who's watching your kids? Or when the VA said they wouldn't consider my income because I was of childbearing age.
Sure.
I don't take a whole lot of stuff from smart mouth guys.
Smart mouth punks?
Yeah.
Well, with that being
said, would you like to apologize?
Yeah, no. What I'd like to do.
You just said you wanted to apologize.
Well, now she's getting sassy again. Here's the thing.
Oh, we don't like sassy women.
Here's the thing, Pat.
Hold on. Time for traffic at 580 KIDO.
So here's the thing. You know, all due respect to Pat. She seems like a nice lady, but gun handling and gun etiquette is a very, very serious issue, and there's no compromise there. What I would like to recommend to Pat, who's since left her mic
here. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
just get to it.
Is get one of these beautiful purses from Lionheart Tactical. They have built-in holsters so she can holster her gun properly.
Very compelling. Thanks, Jim. All right, there we go. Yeah, I know. You got to get to it at the front. Hey, we want to thank everybody coming up tomorrow, the All-Star Panel, Tea Party Bob, and perhaps just Tea Party Bob. Kevin Miller wishing you a good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Serving.